Hello, Cat for 6699.
All right, Mum?
Yeah. Nothing ever comes on time, does it?
Well, we know that.
Oh, I'm always waiting about for everything. You know, I say, right, I'll do this, and nothing ever happens on time. You phone people, they don't phone you back. You try and sort something out, nobody gets back to you. It's getting on me nerves.
Well...
what are they all getting paid for? They're all sitting at home, I suppose.
I don't know.
With all this technology, we didn't have this in the old days and things worked better. We didn't have computers and all that and people did a proper job.
Yeah, but, Mum, the thing
Not
is...
Not now. They're all sitting at home getting paid.
Look, if you were working from home, you know that you'd probably spend most of your time watching Paul Dark, wouldn't you?
Oh, here we go. Bring that up again. I wouldn't. I'd be doing a job. If I had my way, I'd go back 100 years. The country worked much better then, even with the Spanish flu.
But then they didn't have the phone, so you wouldn't be able... What would you do? Would you go round to their door or something?
Well, everyone would be more efficient, wouldn't they? That's all I'm saying.
Well, there were less people round there, Mum, especially with the Spanish flu.
Well, less people and more people to deal with me. That's all I'm saying. We was more efficient. I mean, I would certainly go back in time. I don't know about you. Would you rather stay here or would you rather go back in time? Where would you want to go back to?
I'd like to go back to, the French Revolution.
Oh, would you? Wouldn't be a smelly French peasant like you are now.
No, I wouldn't be.
Except you're not French.
I wouldn't be a peasant. I'd be in charge of it. And I think I would have liked that with all the camaraderie, with all the lads and all the singing we do.
Oh, in charge of the revolution? The French Revolution? What? And bringing down the whole of the royal family? You? In charge? It would have failed. Yeah. What are you talking about singing as well? They didn't sing in the French Revolution because they were all getting their heads cut off.
Well, no, I mean, some of them were singing because I've seen... You know, like they're doing Les Mis, I've seen that, and so they'd want to sort of keep their spirits up. They would have sung in French, though.
Well, of course they would have sung in French, because they're French, ain't they? So you'd have been no bloody use, you can't speak French.
Well, I can do Alouette, I could have done that.
Well, they wouldn't have been singing that, would they, while they're having their heads cut off? Looking down into the basket, thinking, oh, I'll just sing a little nursery rhyme. Oh, give me strength.
I suppose they would have been singing A Dream to Dream or something like that, wouldn't they?
It wouldn't have been written, would it? That was written for the stage show. You don't even know what you're talking about, do you?
I thought it was based on history.
What? The stage show?
You're saying they made it up?
Of course they made it up.
Wasn't there ever a French Revolution?
There was a French Revolution, but they didn't sing songs from Les Mis, did they? Les Mis was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber, wasn't it?
I just thought he must have based it on what they would have been singing at the time.
You've got no brain cells at all, have you? Why do I bother asking you a simple question like, when would you like to go back to? You have to bring up West End musicals.
Well, I just thought it looked a nice time to be about. But, I mean, all right, what about you, Mum? When would you want to be around then?
Well, I'll be in this country for a start, not France, blockading us all the time. We've got the best history. We've got the best of everything. We've got all the good battles, all the names. Everyone remembers all the names of the battles. We've got fields commemorating them all and everything. I'll go back to 1600 and something. Elizabeth I, that's where I'd go. I'd be in her court and I'd be one of her top people. I mean, she was in control, wouldn't she? We had a woman in control then. Things were better.
But, I mean, the Queen's in power now, though, Mum, isn't she?
Yeah, but she weren't like Elizabeth I, eh? Elizabeth I was just stood on her own. She was appointed by God, wouldn't she? They don't make them like that anymore.
Well, we've got Elizabeth II, haven't we?
Yeah, I know, Dad, but Elizabeth I did what she wanted, didn't she? That's why she never got married. She didn't want to be dictated to, did she? She didn't want to end up with some bloke like you, sitting on his arse watching Cash in the Attic.
So you didn't sound like she need you to advise her then, Mum?
Oh, Queen Elizabeth I?
Hmm.
I'd have had her here, don't you worry about that. I'd have been in her inner circle, one of her special people that she spoke to, yeah. And I'd have had a nice dress on. All them lovers from the court, all the men after me.
What would she have said to you then, Mum?
She'd have been nice to me. I bet she was down to earth as anything underneath all the powdered wigs and everything. She'd have said, Mum, you are the best friend I've ever had. You look beautiful in that dress, she'd have said, which is more than you ever said. Marry one of me top lords, Mum, the Earl of whatever.
Dagenham?
No, Dad. There wasn't and never has been an Earl of Dagenham. Somewhere like Norfolk, the Earl of Norfolk. She'd have said, Mum, he's got a big house near Norwich. You get yourself down there. That's what she'd have said. It's £1,000 in gold doubloons, Mum. Don't look after yourself. Lovely. And if I could get in that wardrobe and go back in time, I would.
What wardrobe's that then, Mum?
You know, like Narnia. Except it ain't a wardrobe, is it? It's, you know, one of them time machines. Because I believe we can go back in time. Because they reckon, I read somewhere, that if you run fast enough, you can overtake yourself and go back in time.
No, oh, I can't see that happening.
What? Me going back in time or getting in a wardrobe? Is it because I'm too fat? Is that what you're saying?
No, Mum. Well, it depends on the wardrobe.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, it's not a wardrobe, is it? I've said that. It's a time-travelling machine. And I reckon they've got loads of them, the government, but they're not saying. Because otherwise everyone would want to go back in time, wouldn't they? They would. I mean, like, she did it, didn't she, in Outlander? She went back in time, Claire, and met Jamie.
Yeah, but that's not real, though, is it?
It must have been based on something, mustn't it? They must have got the idea from somewhere. Claire went through the stones in Scotland. That was her time machine. She came out on the other side, and it was 1700 and something.
Well, did she go through the wardrobe, then?
How many times have I got to tell you? It's a time-travelling machine.
Where'd she get the wardrobe from? IKEA or somewhere?
It's not a wardrobe. How many times? It's a time capsule. It's a time machine. And I'm telling you, the scientists have got them. They're all under lock and key somewhere. And nobody knows about them except the top people. Well, do you remember it's just like them aliens they found? Do you remember that? And they said they weren't alive, but they were.
What aliens are them then, Mum?
The ones they kept in that secret place. The government said, oh no, that's not an alien, that's a model. But it wasn't, was it? It was aliens. And I think it's the same with time travel. I reckon we could all go back in time if they released these machines they've got.
Yeah, but could you go forwards in time though, Mum?
Well, of course you could. If you can go back, you can go forwards. But I'd go backwards. Then I wouldn't have to be here now, would I? Talking to you. And I'd like the frocks as well.
They might have nice frocks in the future, though.
No, they won't. They'll be all man-made stuff, wouldn't they? Like plastic and that. They won't have them embroidered dresses like they had in the old days.
What, plastic?
Well, you know, it's like something out of Star Trek.
Maybe they won't wear any clothes in the future.
Oh, yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd be straight on that capsule, wouldn't you, shooting forward in time, yeah, staring at the futuristic tits.
But, I mean, you wouldn't need to wear anything in a spaceship, would you, if they... Because they'd have eating, wouldn't they, and they'd put that on.
Look, I'm trying to have an intellectual conversation with you about time travel and all these conspiracies, what the government's hiding from us. And what's your first thought on anything? Oh, let's take our clothes off, it's hot.
It's just natural, isn't it?
No, it's not natural. God invented clothes and we should wear them. Especially you.
But, Mum, it would be cheaper and you wouldn't have to wash your pants, would you?
In the future, you won't have to wash your pants, will you? You'll walk through a door and a beam will cleanse you inside and out.
What, like a car wash?
Yeah, a car wash with a beam.
Would you get waxed?
Anyway, I want to go back in time and change things. I mean, just think, if you went back to the 1930s, you could get hold of Hitler, couldn't you? You could punch his lights out and get rid of him. And then we wouldn't have had the World War IIs, would we?
Well, I mean, if it was that easy, then someone else would have done that already, wouldn't they?
Well, they didn't know what Hitler was going to do, did they? You go back, you know what's happened. So if you got rid of Hitler, right? Nobody as evil as him, is there?
Well, there might have been someone who was.
Someone worse than Hitler? Who's worse than Hitler?
Well, it could be some bloke called Franz Fürstenberger.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, there could have been a bloke called Franz Fürstenberger we'd never heard of. He just didn't get his act together because Hitler got there first.
So you'd go back and keep your eye out for this imaginary bloke called Franz Fürstenberger and sort him out, would you?
All right. I mean, if the war had never happened, what would there be instead of it then?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps they would have had the Olympic Games in 1940, wouldn't they, for a start? Mind you, we wouldn't have had our Vera Lynn, would we? Oh.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, she could have sung at the 1940 Olympic Games, couldn't she? The closing ceremony.
Yeah, well, there you go then. So we could have avoided the war and still had Vera Lynn.
Yeah, well, I mean, she wouldn't have been too happy about it, would she?
Well, why not?
Well, I mean, because no one's going to remember anyone just singing the closing ceremony of the 1940 Olympics, aren't they?
Well, no, she wouldn't have known that, would she? Because there wouldn't have been no war. And so she wouldn't have known that she was going to be a big star.
Then we wouldn't have known about her.
Well, it wouldn't matter, would it? Because we'd know about someone else.
Well, it mattered to her, wouldn't it, to Vera Lynn?
Well, only if she'd known about it, but she wouldn't have, would she? She'd just have thought, oh, I'm singing in the closing ceremony of the 1940 Olympics. I'm really happy.
Well, but, I mean, she wouldn't be happy if she'd time travelled. I mean, she'd see herself singing at the closing ceremony of the Olympics, and she'd say, "Well, what am I doing here? I should be singing my chart hits about Dover, not this shit."
Well, she wouldn't have gone back, Dad. They wouldn't let her in the time capsule, would they?
Well, she could have gone in the wardrobe.
Oh, how many times?
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.